Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference. And again, this afternoon we covered the Business Development Exchange session. And again, great takeaways in this session. And one of the questions that was posed to the panelists was, how do you see the role of business development changing now that the pandemic has occurred and all these things? We had to pivot so much last year, and great responses from the panelists. So check it out.
2021, a lot has changed. How do you see the role of business development changing moving forward?
Well, pandemic aside, I think that this this call is a perfect example of how business development is changing, that business development and community engagement are no longer just joined at the hip. They're the same person. They're becoming more and more intertwined. We can't allow it to be two separate functions. In order to grow, we need to be involved in the community and vice versa. So I definitely see that as the major shift that it's going to continue to happen over the next several years, where we won't be thinking about these two things separately at all anymore, that it will truly be one.
Great, thank you. And Mike, I'm here to curious to hear your perspective on how you see the role of business development evolving as we move forward.
Yeah, I think it's already evolved into, you know, what we've called community impact, and I'm sure credit unions will have their own definition for it. And I think what it is historically, it was, you know, we go out to grow business by doing good for the community. And I think it's just kind of flipped on its head, right? Is we go out and do good in the community, do good for our small businesses, do good for our nonprofits. And because we do that, we will generate business opportunities. So I think it's just really the whole definition of it has just kind of flipped.
What a beautiful way to put it. We grow business by doing good in the community. I mean, that's just an incredible mission all in itself. And Kristen, I would love to hear your thoughts on how the role of business development is changing. As Michael just mentioned, like it's changed. We're in new territory right now, but I'm curious from where you're sitting right now, what do you see in your, what's that ball that people wrote in the movies that I forgot what that's called?
The crystal ball. Oh,
please go ahead.
Crystal ball.
Crystal ball. Thank you, crystal ball.
Perfect. That's a great question. I think, you know, we'll see. Mike's right. We have seen it evolve, and I think we'll continue to see it evolve. I think we'll see, a hybrid of events. We really miss in-person events, but I think that digital events were extremely convenient for people. All the schools we work with are trying to incorporate both in-person and digital presence with some of their events. And I think it's kind of exciting because I feel we can reach a much larger audience and be even more targeted than we were before and make a bigger impact.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for that information. And stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
And CUNA Mutual Group.